Will you please turn to 2 Corinthians?
请我们翻开哥林多后书。
We will read the whole chapter.
我们把整章读完。
So hopefully when we read, we will think about it.
我们读哥林多后书第三章。 我们读的时候，我们来思想。
Verse 1.
三章第一节。
Do we begin again to commend ourselves? Or do we need, as some, commendatory letter to you? Or commendatory from you?
我们岂是又举荐自己吗? 岂向别人用人的荐信给你们, 或用你们的荐信给人吗?
Ye are our letter, written in our hearts, known and read of all men.
你们就是我们的荐信, 写在我们的心里, 被众人所知道所念诵的。
Being manifested to be Christ's epistle, ministered by us, written not with ink, but the Spirit of the living God, not on stone tables, but on fleshly tables of the heart.
你们明显是基督的信, 借着我们修成的, 不是用墨写的, 乃是用永生神的灵写的, 不是写在石板上, 乃是写在心板上。
And such confidence have we through the Christ towards God.
我们因基督, 所以在神面前才有这样的信心。
Not that we are confident of ourselves, to think anything as of ourselves, but our competency is of God.
并不是我们凭自己能承担什么事, 我们所能承担的乃是出于神。
Who has also made us competent as ministers of the new covenant, not of letter, but of spirit. For the letter kills, but the spirit quickens.
他叫我们能承担那新约的职事, 不是凭着字句, 乃是凭着经意, 因为那字句叫人死, 经意是叫人活。
But if the ministry of death in letters, graven in stones, began with glory, so that the children of Israel could not fix their eyes on the face of Moses, on account of the glory of his face, a glory which is annulled.
那用字刻在石头上属死的执事尚且有荣光, 甚至以色列人因摩西面上的荣光, 不能定睛看他的脸, 这荣光原是渐渐褪去的。
How shall not rather the ministry of the Spirit subsist in glory?
何况那属灵的执事岂不更有荣光吗?
For if the ministry of condemnation be glory, much rather the ministry of righteousness abound in glory.
若是定罪的执事有荣光, 那称义的执事荣光就越发大了。
For also that which was glorified is not glorified in this respect, on account of the surpassing glory.
那从前有荣光的, 因着极大的荣光, 就算不得有荣光了。
For if what annulled was introduced with glory, much rather that which abides or subsists in glory.
若那废掉的有荣光, 那长存的就更有荣光了。
Having therefore such hope, we use much boldness.
我们既有这样的盼望, 就大胆讲说。
And not according as Moses put a veil on his own face, so that the children of Israel should not fix their eyes on the end of that annulled.
不像摩西将帕子蒙在脸上, 叫以色列人不能定睛看到那将废者的结局。
But their thoughts have been darkened, for unto this day the same veil remains in reading the old covenant, unremoved, which in Christ is annulled.
但他们的心地刚硬，直到今日诵读旧约的时候，这帕子还没有揭去，这帕子在基督里已经废去了。
But until this day, when Moses is read, the veil lies upon their heart.
然而直到今日，每逢诵读摩西书的时候，帕子还在他们心上。
But when they shall turn to the Lord, the veil is taken away.
但他们的心几时归向主，帕子就几时除去了。
Now the Lord is the Spirit, but where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，那里就得以自由。
But we all, looking on the glory of the Lord, with unveiled face, are transformed according to the same image, from glory to glory, as by the Lord the Spirit.
我们众人既然敞着脸，得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
我们再有一点的祷告。
Dear Lord, we want to thank thee for thy precious word.
亲爱的主，我们谢谢你把宝贵的话赏给我们。
Thy word is living and operative.
你的话是活泼的，是有功效的。
So as we wait together before thee,
当我们一同在你面前等候的时候，
May thy Holy Spirit quicken thy word to us.
愿你的灵把这些话在我们里面向我们照明。
Grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
把智慧跟启示的灵赏给我们。
And bring us into the true knowledge of God.
把我们带到真知道你的里面。
We commit this time into thy hand.
我们把这段时间交在你的手中。
Trusting thy Holy Spirit to do his work.
我们相信你的名要做成你的功。
To the praise of thy glory.
让你的荣耀得着称赞。
We ask in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
we thank the Lord for bringing us together again this time.
我们感谢主把我们再一次聚在一起。
If you were with us last week,
如果你上个星期在这里的话,
you know that the burden that the Lord has put upon our hearts is this.
你知道主放在我们心中的负担乃是这样。
We want to share.On this matter of new covenant life and ministry,
我们愿意到，愿意交通到新约的生命与执事。
We know that we today are living in the days of the new covenant.
我们知道我们今天是活在新约的时代。
Because when our Lord Jesus had his last supper with his disciples,
因为当我们的主与他的门徒进最后晚餐的时候，
There you find our Lord Jesus took up the cup.
在那里主拿起杯来说，
And said, This is the cup of the new covenant by my blood.
说这是用我的血以你们所立新约的杯。
Do this and remember me.
你们要如此行，为的是纪念我。
So we know that by the grace of God,
我们知道借着神的恩典，
Through the finished work of Christ on Calvary's cross,
借着主耶稣在经过十字上，十字架上所成就的救赎，
The Lord has brought the new covenant to us.
神就把新约带给了我们。
So we are not no longer living under the old covenant of law.
所以我们就不活在旧约律法之下。
He has already delivered us from it.
他把我们从这约洗下拯救出来了。
And thank God we are living under the new covenant of grace.
我们今天是活在新约恩典的约里面。
But as we mentioned before,
也好像我们已经讲过，
It is rather strange that we find many of God's people today are still living under the old covenant of law.
我们发现今天有许多神的儿女 仍然活在旧约律法之下。
People are trying by themselves to please God.
好像人们用自己的力量去讨神的喜悦。
They try by their own strength to do the will of God.
他们靠自己的力量去行神的旨意。
In order to please the Lord.
去讨神的欢喜。
But we all have these experiences.
但我们大家都有这样的经历。
As we are doing that.
当我们如此行的时候。
We find that we are really condemned in our conscience.
我们实在知道在自己的良心里面我们都被定罪了。
We are not able to live a joyous and a victorious life.
我们不能过喜乐得胜的生活。
So it is very important for us believers.
所以对于我们信主的人这是非常重要的。
Since the Lord has put us in the new covenant.
主已经把我们放在新约的里面。
And it is all of grace.
都是恩典。
So how should we live in the new covenant of grace?
那我们如何活在这新约恩典之约的里面呢？
I think in a sense we all know.
我相信从一面来讲我们都知道。
If it is grace.
如果是恩典。
How are we going to receive grace?
我们如何的能够得恩典呢？
Can we receive grace by doing something?
我们能够说借着做一些事情我们得恩典吗？
Can we receive grace by fulfilling some laws?
我们能够借着行一些律法来 得恩典吗？
No, of course not.
当然不行。
We all know that grace can only be received by faith.
我们知道恩典只有凭信而得到。
Therefore, to live the New Testament life.
所以当我们要活一个新约的生活，
We have to live by faith.
我们要凭信而活。
Because faith is the only powerThat substantiate the very substance into our very being.
因为只有信是真正我们能够叫我们这个人显实在他恩典里面的。
We have a substance before us.
在前面有一个实际在我们前面。
And that substance is grace.
那个实际是恩典。
The Lord Jesus has accomplished everything for us.
我们的主为我们已经成就了一切。
He has made every provision for our living.
他为我们的生活，为我们的生命预备了一切所需的。
We call it a substance.
我们称这些为实际。
Because this is real.
因为这是实在的。
And it is forever real.
这是永久真实的。
Now,How can we make that substance our experience?
我们如何把这一件的实事成为我们的经历呢？
How can what the Lord has done on Calvary's cross 2,000 years ago to be our very life today?
如何叫我们的主2000年才在加洛上十字架所成就的成为我们今天实际的生命呢？
The only thing is,By faith.
唯一的路乃是凭信。
Because faith is the power to substantiate that substance into our very being.
因为信心乃是真正叫我们这个人能够进入这个实际的能力。
So dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
do not look to a few and say, so and so live by faith.
不要只是指住一些几个人说哦，这些人是凭信而生活的。
We need to remember that we all are living by faith.
我们大家都要记得，我们每一个人都是凭信而活。
And by living by faith, we experience New Testament life.
凭信，我们就能够经历到新约的生活。
For me to live is Christ.
我活着。就是基督。
So let us look off from everything and look unto Jesus.
让我们望断于 任何的事情专专的仰望我们的主耶稣
The author and finisher of faith
那信心创始成终的耶稣
Now God willing this time we like to go on into this matter of new covenant ministry
主若愿意我们现在要进入新约的执事
We know from the epistles written by the Apostle Paul
我们从保罗书信里面我们知道
There are two epistles that are concerned with Paul's own experience
有两卷的书信是讲到保罗自己的经历
He reveals through these two letters his own life and ministry
他把他自己的生活与他的执事透过这两卷的书信向我们讲明
And we have already seen that the letter to the Philippians is the letter that reveals Paul his life
我们看到腓立比书是启示保罗生命的一卷书
There is such a close relationship between Paul and the Philippian believers That he is able to expose his, himself to these believers.
他向着这些弟兄姊妹，他可以完全赤露敞开。
So he told them that the secret of his life is for me to live is Christ.
他告诉他们，他生活的秘诀乃是我活着就是基督。
No one could live that kind of life that Paul lived by himself.
没有一个人能够过像保罗这样的生活，如果他是单靠自己的。
Even with Paul himself, he couldn't do it.
就算保罗他也不能。
How he suffered, not because of his sin, but because of his love for the Lord.
他受过那么多的苦，不是因为他自己犯罪，而是因着他对主的爱。
How he lost his liberty because of that.
为此，他失去了自由。
And how even when he was in prison, some people tried to increase his tribulation.
就算他在监牢里面，有人在加更多的苦楚在他的身上。
It was these Judaizers.
在那里实在受过极大的痛苦。
So we find he lived a life that is beyond any human being could bear.
他过的这个生活是没有人能够承担的。
But there was joy, there was peace.
但是在他里面却有平安，却有喜乐。
There were shouts of victory.
在那里唱出得胜的凯歌。
What is the secret of this life?
这个他这样生活的秘诀在哪里呢
？So he revealed that secret to the Philippian believers.
所以他就向腓立比的信徒说明了他自己的秘诀。
They were actually in a much better situation than Paul was.
腓立比的信徒的光景当然与保罗的光景生活的条件好很多。
There was only some problem in their midst.
在他们当中只是有一些的难处。
There was the rivalry of two leading sisters.
在那里有两个带领弟兄他们当中的争执。
But somehow it threw a cloud over.
当然这就带了一片的乌云。
They were sad.
他们非常的忧心。
So the Apostle Paul tried to encourage them.
所以使徒保罗就在那里鼓励他们。
If you look at yourself,
你看看你们自己。
If you look at your surroundings,
看看你们周围的环境。
You will be overwhelmed.
你们实在觉得就是好像是很大的事情。
But if you look off unto Jesus,
但如果你们单单的只看耶稣的话
and let Christ live in you,
让基督在你们里面活出来
then you are in the ascendancy.
那你们完全就过在一个升天的生地位里面
you can be filled with joy.
你们里面会充满了喜乐
joy unspeakable.
说不出来的喜乐。
So that's what we find in letter to the Philippians.
这是我们看到在腓立比书里面讲的。
He said, "I can do all things through Him who empowers me."
我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能行。
Now this refers to His life.
这是讲到他的生命。
And His life tells us of what New Testament life is.
他这样的生活就告诉我们新约的生命生活应该是怎么样。
Now, when you talk about ministry,
当我们讲到执事的时候
we know, of course, how Paul served the Lord.
我们当然知道保罗是如此如何的他让你侍奉神。
Now, what is the secret of his ministry?
那他侍奉的秘诀在哪里？
And there, he wrote 2 Corinthians.
所以他在这里就写了哥林多后书。
In 2 Corinthians, he revealed to us the secret of new covenant ministry.
借着哥林多后书，他就把新约执事的秘诀向我们启示说明出来。
Now, brothers and sisters, we know.
弟兄姊妹们，我们都知道。
We are not only called to life.
我们不光光蒙召为了生活。
We were dead in sins and transgression.
我们本来是死在罪恶过犯当中。
But then the Lord called us.
主呼召我们。
Come to me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden.
主说凡劳苦担重担人可以到我这里来。
And I will give you rest.
我就给使你们得安息。
And thank God we have answered the call.
感谢神我们回答了主的呼召。
And we find rest in our spirit.
我们在我们灵里面我们就有安息。
But immediately after that,
但是接受主不久。
You remember in Matthew chapter 11?
我们记得在马太十一章那里告诉我们。
After verse 28, there was verse 29.
十一章二十八节之后就有了二十九节。
And the Lord said, take my yoke upon you.
主耶稣在那里说你们要负我的轭学我的样式
learn of me,
学我的样式
for I'm meek and lowly in spirit,
因为我心里面柔和谦卑
and you shall find rest in your soul.
你们心里必得享安息
Now brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
what is meant?
人是什么呢
take the yoke with me.
人如何的说要负主的轭呢
Now what is a yoke?
轭是什么呢
We know a yoke is used in farming.
我们知道这个轭是在耕田时用的
Because in the old days they don't have machines.
因为在以前没有这些耕种的机器
So they use animals for plowing.
所以他们就用这些牲畜来耕地
So they made a yoke.
所以他们做了一个轭
and they put an animal under the yoke.
他们把这个牲畜附在轭的下面
put the yoke upon the neck of the animal.
把这个轭放在这个牲畜的脖子上
and then the farmer can control that animal.
然后农夫呢就能够在这里管制这一个牲畜
to do the farming
叫他们在这里耕田
so in one sense a yoke means you are doing something serving a master
所以轭可以说你在做一些事情来侍奉你的主人
you are not doing your own work
你不是在做你自己的工
you are not serving yourself
你不是在那里服侍你自己
you are under a yoke
你在轭之下
You're under your master.
你是在你主人管理之下
And you are supposed to do his work.
你应该要做他的工
But of course we know.
当然我们知道
That animal has to be tamed.
这个牲畜呢它要被驯服
If it's not tamed,
如果他没有给训练好
It has his own idea.
而他有他自己的意思
It will not follow the master.
他不会听主人的话
It seeks for his own benefit.
他要为自己的利益在那里去寻找
And as he do that, the yoke. I mean, as he do that, the planting will be zigzagging.
如果他这样做的话，那个田呢就耕到弯弯曲曲。
So that's the reason why a farmer has another instrument.
所以呢，这个农夫呢还有另外一样的东西。
It calls the goads.
他有一个这个刺。
A sharp instrument.
是一个很尖的一个器皿。
So when the untamed animal try to do his own work,
所以如果这个没有给驯服过的牲畜在那里要走自己的工的，做走自己的路的时候
，Maybe he want to go somewhere else.
他可能要跑别的地方去。
And the farmer will use the goad and touch his thigh.
所以这个农夫就用这个刺来碰一下他的大腿。
Of course, the farmer did not want to hurt the animal.
当然，这个农夫不是要刺伤这个牛
，because he wanted to use it，
因为他要使用它嘛。
He just remind the animal you have a master。
他只是提醒他一下，你有一个主人呐。
You are not doing your work。
你不是在这里做你自己要做的事情。
You are doing your master's work。
你在这里做你主人要你做的。
So rather be obedient。
说你要顺服。
And after several times, the animal learned a lesson。
经过了几次，这个牲畜呢就学了功课。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，How about us?
我们又怎么样呢
？Once we were under the yoke of sin,
我们本来是伏在罪的恶之下。
We were serving Satan as our master.
我们服侍撒旦做我们的主人。
We could hardly live.
我们实在活不下去。
But thank God he delivered us. He broke that yoke.
感谢神，他拯救我们，他毁坏了这个恶。
He set us free.
他叫我们得自由。
But are we really free?
那我们真自由吗
？No.
没有。
He put us under his own yoke.
他把我们放在他自己的恶之下。
Our Lord Jesus was never under the yoke of iron.
我们的主从来没有。伏在铁的约恶之下
，Never under the yoke of sin，
没有在罪的恶之下。
But when you read his life，
但是当你看主的一生的时候
，He was under yoke，
他还是在一个恶的底下。
He voluntarily put his neck under the yoke of his father，
他是。自愿地把自己伏在他父的恶之下
Because he came to do the Father's will
因为他来是要行父的旨意
He does not live for himself
他不是为他自己而活
He does not seek for his own profit
他在那里不是为了自己的利益而活
He is there to serve his Father
他在那里是侍奉他的父
And he was meek and lowly
他心里柔和谦卑
He was always glad
他满有一个情愿喜乐的心
Joy overflowing
喜乐在他的身上满溢出来
And brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹们
When our Lord set us free from the iron yoke of sin
当我们的主把我们从罪的那个死的恶底下把我们释放出来的时候
He called us to be yoked with him
他呼召我们来与他一同赴恶
That together we may serve God's purpose
我们与主一起能够侍奉神的旨意
Because that is the original will of God concerning man
因为这是神本来对人的旨意
He not only wants us to live
他不单单要我们生活
Live by the tree of life
他叫我们依靠生命树而活
But he also wants us to serve his purpose
他还要我们来侍奉他的旨意
To subdue all things and bring them under the feet of Christ
是治理一切把他们带到基督的脚前
So everyone who is saved is called to serve
所以每一个重生得救的人都是蒙召要侍奉神的
Not necessary to be a preacher
不一定要做传道人
But nevertheless you serve
但你无论如何你要侍奉神
And you serve the the purpose of God.
你是侍奉神的旨意。
You serve what God has ordained for His church.
你侍奉神命定给他教会的。
When God delivered the children of Israel out of Egypt,
当神拯救以色列人出埃及的时候
，He said He challenged Pharaoh.
他在那里向法老挑战。
Let my people go.
让我的百姓去。
That they may serve me.
好叫他们侍奉我。
And today it is the same thing with us.
今天在我们身上也是一样。
He set us free.
他释放我们。
That we may serve him.
我们能够侍奉他。
So every believer is called to serve.
每一个信主的人都蒙召要侍奉神。
But there are two different kinds of service.
有两种不同的侍奉。
So here in 2 Corinthians chapter 3,
所以在哥林多后书第三章里面,
we find that the Apostle Paul show us, so far as ministry is concerned,
保罗在这里告诉我们关于侍奉的事情,
there can be one of either kinds.
可能有或者这一种或者那一种的侍奉。
There is a ministry, he called it Old Covenant Ministry.
有一种是被称为旧约的服事。
And then there is another ministry, he called it New Covenant Ministry.
还有一种被称为新约的侍奉。
And we are all supposed to serve the Lord according to New Covenant Ministry.
我们都应该尽新约执事这一类的服事。
Because that is the way that God has ordained for us.
因为这是神命定要我们做的。
But unfortunately,
但是很可惜的,
we find even among so-called Christian service,
我们发现今天在基督徒的侍奉里面,
most of these services are done according to Old Covenant Ministry.
旧约啊，多半的这些服事都是像旧约里面的服事一样。
Very little comes out of New Covenant Ministry.
很少是有新约的服事。
Now, what is Old Covenant Ministry?
什么是旧约的执事。
We know ministry is like writing letters.
我们知道这里讲的执事就好像写书信一样。
When we are serving the Lord,
当我们侍奉主的时候，
whatever comes out of our service,
从我们服事里面出来的，
is supposed to write a letter,
就好像写了一封信一样。
It is a letter of Christ,
是写基督的信。
Christ's epistle
是基督的书信。
So people can read that letter and they can read Christ.
当人读这书信的时候，他们就可以读到基督。
In other words,
换一句话说，
when you serve,
当你服事的时候，
what is the result?
那个结果是什么？
The result is people see Christ.
那个结果乃是别人看到基督。
People receive Christ.
别人得到基督。
You are the letter of Christ.
你们是基督的信。
And we, as we serve, we are all writing letters.
当我们服事的时候，就好像我们在写书信一样。
But what comes out of the letter is a matter of concern.
但是这个书信里面带出来的是什么东西，这是我们要关切的。
He said in the Old Covenant Ministry.
他说在旧约的执事里面。
How do you write?
你怎么写呢？
What instrument are you using to write?
你用什么工具来写呢？
He said you write with ink.
说你是用墨写的。
Now what does it mean?
这是什么意思呢？
When you think of ink,
当你想到墨的时候，
what picture comes to you?
是带出一个什么图画呢？
Is it not study?
是不是好像读书一样？
You are studying.
你在那里来努力的读。
You are reading.
你在那里读书。
You are doing research.
你在那里做研究。
When you are doing that, well, you use ink.
你在那里来读书研究的时候，你用笔墨。
The ignorant, the innocent, they don't use ink.
那些没有学问的、无知的，他们不用笔墨的。
I remember my grandfather. He was illiterate.
我记得我的祖父是一个文盲。
He couldn't even sign his own name.
他自己签名都不会的。
He has nothing to do with ink.
他跟笔墨没有发生关系。
But all who are supposed to be educated.
那我们这些受过教育的。
Now we are all related to ink.
我们都跟笔墨有关系。
That's the way that we write.
这是因为我们要写嘛。
And then when you are using ink to write.
当你用笔墨来写的时候，
How do you write it?
你怎么写呢?
You write it out of your study and research.
你是从你学习、从你研究当中得到的写出来。
And while you are doing that,
当你这样做的时候,
on what are you writing?
那你写什么呢?
You are writing on stones.
你是写在石头上。
Now what does it mean by stone?
什么叫写在石板上呢?
You remember when the Ten Commandments was given?
你记得当神颁布十诫的时候
？It was inscribed on stones.
是刻在石板上。
Stones has no feeling.
石板是没有感觉的。
Stone is hard.
石板是坚硬的。
Stone represents our mind.
石板是代表我们的头脑。
Our mind is logical.
我们的头脑是合乎逻辑的。
No feeling about it.
没有感觉的。
Very logical.
是非常讲逻辑性的。
Very cold.
是非常冷酷的。
So you find that you're writing on mind.
你就发现你是写在头脑上边。
To put it in a simple way.
简单的来说。
The old covenant ministry comes out of the mind and enter into people's mind.
旧约的服事是从头脑出来，而且进到别人的头脑里面。
It may be correct.
这可能是准确的。
It may be the word of God.
可能是神的话。
Because the Ten Commandments are certainly the word of God.
因为十诫的确是神的话。
And it shows us the holiness of God and the righteousness of God.
是讲到神的神圣跟神的公义。
The four Commandments concerned with the holiness of God.
前面四条诫命讲到神的神性。
God is all alone.
神是独一的神。
There is only one God.
只有一位神。
Unique.
是独一的。
And He is holy.
他是圣洁的。
You can only worship Him.
你只能够单要敬拜他。
And you cannot say His name in vain.
你不能够妄称神的名。
You have to keep Sabbath because He has done everything.
你要守安息日，因为他已经成就过一切。
You don't need to do anything.
你不需要做什么事情。
But accept all that He has done.
接受他所做成的一切。
And enter the rest.
然后进入安息。
These are the four first commandments.
这是前面四条诫命。
They reveal the holiness of God.
让你把神自己的圣洁启示出来。
And then the last six.
后面六条的诫命
They reveal the righteousness of God.
是在那里启示出神的公义。
God is right in His relationship.
神在一切的关系当中是显出他的公义。
Therefore you must be right.
所以神是圣洁的，所以你们也要圣洁。
Now because this is the word of God.
不光光因为这是神的话。
Because of that,
因着是神的话
you find it begins with glory.
所以你就发现要带出荣耀。
So when the law was given, there was glory.
所以当律法颁布出来的时候，就带出了荣耀。
But the glory gradually fades.
但是荣耀渐渐的褪色了。
And because it is law, it is demand.
因为是律法，是要求。
Thou shalt and thou shalt not.
你们不可，你们要这样。
Even though it is God's word,
虽然是神的话
even though it is supposed to give life,
虽然他应该供应生命的
，because if you keep them, you will have life.
因为如果你遵守，你就得生命。
But who can keep it?
但没有人能够守得住。
So it results in condemnation.
所以就变成了定罪。
Results in death.
所以就变成了死。
Now that is old covenant ministry.
这是旧约的执事。
Now what is new covenant ministry?
那什么是新约的执事？
New covenant is also ministry is also writing letter.
新约的执事也是写信。
Writing the letter of Christ
是写基督的信。
But it is not written with ink.
但不是凭着笔墨来写。
It is written by the Holy Spirit of God.
乃是凭着神的圣灵来写的。
In other words,
换句话说，
it is by the working of the Holy Spirit within you.
乃是借着你里面圣灵的工作而写出来。
It is through His revelation.
乃是借着他的启示。
It is through that intuitive knowledge given.
乃是借着他在直觉里面给你的认识。
It is something that out of God and not out of your mind.
是从神来的，不是从你自己头脑出来的。
And when that is the case,
当是这样的光景，
it will be written upon heart.
那就是写在心板上。
And by heart, it means there is affection.
写在心板上说这里是有感觉的。
And there will be really touching by the grace of God.
在那里有恩典的感觉。
It is not out of yourself.
不是从你自己出来的。
It is out of God.
是从神而来的。
Not by might nor by power.
不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能。
But by the Spirit of God.
那是借着神的灵。
Now, this is new covenant ministry.
这是新约的执事。
And what will be the result?
那个结果是什么呢？
Result you find is righteousness and glory.
乃是带出他的公义与他的荣耀。
So this is new covenant ministry.
这是新约的执事。
These are two different ministries.
这是两类不同的服事。
And they will end in two different ways.
而且有带出两种不同的结局。
One is unto death, and the other is unto life.
一个是叫人死，一个是叫人活。
Now let me illustrate it.
让我在这里再讲明白一点。
I think it's very clear here.
在这里其实是很清楚。
Because the Apostle Paul is using Moses as an example.
因为使徒保罗用摩西做一个例子。
So when you read what Moses has done,
当你在那里读摩西所做的。
And because the law comes from Moses,
因为律法是从摩西来的。
But grace subsists in Christ.
恩典是从耶稣基督来的。
And when Moses received the Ten Commandments,
当摩西接受十诫的时候，
there was glory there.
那里有荣耀。
Because when Moses waited upon the Lord,
当摩西在那里等候神的时候，
and he received the Ten Commandments,
他让你接受过神颁布的十诫，
unconsciously, his face shone.
都不自觉的他脸上发光。
It was a reflection of the glory of God.
这是因着神的荣光而他能够反射出来。
It was so glorious that the children of Israel dared not to look at him.
是那么荣耀，以色列的百姓不敢直视他。
So he had to put a veil upon his face.
所以他要在他的脸上戴着一个帕子。
Only when he came before the Lord,
只有当他来到神跟前的时候，
he would take the veil away.
他把他的帕子揭去。
But even so,
就算如此，
that glory gradually faded.
那一个荣耀也渐渐的褪去。
Now that's Old Testament ministry.
这是旧约的。见证。
And when you minister with the Old Testament,
当你在用旧约的执事、旧约的里面的服事的时候，
it is all thou shalt, thou shalt not.
这都是说你不可这样，你当这样。
As a Christian, you should do this. As a Christian, you should not do that.
基督徒你要做这个，基督徒你不能做那个。
These are all laws and rules and commands.
这都是律法，这都是条文，这都是一些的命令。
And can you question these commands.
你能不能够对这些的律法有疑问呢？
Even though today there are so many false things.
今天有许多虚假的事情。
But there are true commands too.
但的确那里有真实的诫命。
Nothing wrong with it.
这是绝对没有错的。
But where does it lead you to?
但是这把你带到什么地方去？
It always say you should do this, you should not do that.
我们刚经常说你不可做这个，你当做那个。
It is a ministry of law, not a ministry of grace.
这是律法的执事，不是恩典的执事。
And the result is death.
那结局就是死。
Is condemnation.
是地被定罪。
Because you cannot do it.
因为你做不来嘛。
So the more you minister, the more people feel dead.
所以你越服侍，你越讲，人就越觉得死亡。
But when you look at the ministry of our Lord Jesus.
但是当你看到我们主耶稣基督的执事的时候，
The word became flesh.
道成了肉身。
And tabernacle among men.
居住在人中间。
Full of grace and truth.
丰丰满满的有恩典有真理。
When our Lord Jesus was on earth.
当我们的主在地上的时候。
He ministered grace to us.
他在那里把恩典送给我们。
Even though he spoke on the Mount Sermon, so-called Sermon on the Mount.
就算他在讲登山宝训的时候。
Now if you mistake it as if it is a higher law.
如果你错误的领会这是一个更高的律法。
You will be condemned.
那你就会被定罪。
Because you cannot do it.
因为你做不来啊。
But when our law was delivered,The Sermon on the Mount.
当我们的主在那里释放登山宝训的时候，
He is not publishing a higher law.
他不是在那里要宣布一个更高的律法。
He is telling us what his life can do.
他是告诉我们他的生命能够做这些。
If you live by the life of Christ,
如果你能够凭着基督的生命而活
That is the life of the kingdom of the heavens.
这是天国的生活
That will glorify God.
那你就能够荣耀神
So after he finished the Sermon on the Mount.
所以当他讲完了登山宝训之后
And when he came down from the mountain.
当他从山上下来的时候
You remember in Matthew 8?
你记得在马太八章的里面告诉我们
Immediately a leper came to him.
马上有个长大麻风的人来到他跟前
And how did the Lord do?
我们的主做什么呢
？The Lord touched him.
主摸一摸他
，and said,
对他说
，You are healed.
你得医治了。
That's grace.
这是恩典。
And throughout his life, this is what he does.
他一生当中，他都是做这些。
You remember when he came down from the Mount of Transfiguration?
你记得当他从变化山上下来的之后
？In Mark.
在马可第九章里面
And you find a man with a child possessed by demons.
你看到一个被一个人带着一个小孩被鬼附
He brought his son to the disciples. They couldn't heal.
他们他把这个小孩子带到门徒那里门徒没有办法
So when the Lord came down, he came to the Lord.
当主下山之后，他就来到主的跟前。
And ask the Lord if he can do something for him.
他就是求主来能够帮助他。
And the Lord said, "It is not what I can do."
主说不是说我能够做什么。
It is whether you can believe.
是看你信不信。
And you remember that man in his desperation?
你知道主在这里如何的说呢
？And said, "I believe. Help my unbelief."
所以我相信这些不信的，我要帮助这些不信的人。
Even though I believe，
说求主来帮助你们来相信。
Yeah， even though I believe，
虽然我信
，but in my belief it is not sufficient，
但我的信是不够。
Help my belief，
说帮助我，加添我的信心。
Give me your faith。
把你的信心给我
，and immediately the Lord cast out the demon.
马上
主就赶出过这个鬼。
So throughout the ministry of our Lord Jesus.
所以在我们的主一生的服事里面
，It is a ministry of grace.
这都是恩典的执事。
And the result is.
那结果乃是
life.
带出生命。
Life more abundant.
好，带出更丰盛的生命。
Now, if you still want to have more illustrations,
如果你们要听更多的举例的
，Now I would like to use the illustration of Paul himself.
我愿意讲到保罗他所带出来的。
You know Paul before he was saved, he served God.
你知道保罗他蒙恩之前他已经侍奉神了。
Because he was a Pharisee.
因为他是一个法利赛人。
It is very rare.A young man who despises the world and seek for spiritual things.
很难得，这样的年轻人，他放弃世界的东西而寻求神。
How he learned under the feet of Gamaliel.
他如何的在加玛列的门下受教
？Gamaliel at that time was the greatest teacher.
加蒙叶是当时最伟大的教师
and he learned at the feet of Gamaliel.
他在加玛叶的门下受教
he became a Pharisee.
他就成为一个法利赛人
now today when you talk about Pharisee,
今天我们讲哦法利赛人哎呀
these false Pharisees.
这些虚假冒为善的法利赛人
but Paul was Saul was a real Pharisee.
但是扫罗乃是一个真正的法利赛人。
So far as he was able, he kept every letter of the law.
他遵守了神一切的诫命。
And he wanted to serve God.
他要侍奉神。
And how did he serve God?
他怎么侍奉呢
？He served God according to the tradition of the fathers.
根据他们祖宗的传统在侍奉神。
Now do not despise the tradition of the fathers.
你不要看不起这些祖宗的遗传。
Because the tradition of the Jewish fathers are the best tradition you can ever have.
因为犹太人祖宗的遗传乃是最好的一些的传统。
So he served God according to the tradition of the fathers.
所以他是根据他们祖宗的遗传来侍奉神。
But there was no revelation.
但是他没有得到任何的启示。
It is all come out of human mind.
都是从人的头脑里面出来。
And how did he serve?
那他怎么侍奉呢
？He served with all his heart.
他是全心全意的侍奉。
He was so zealous.
他是那样的热心。
He persecuted the followers of Jesus even to the Gentile cities.
他在那里逼迫信奉耶稣这道的人，直到外邦地。
He did things that an ordinary gentleman would not do.
哦，他做的事情是外面一般侍奉的人不会做的。
His conscience was hardened.
他的良心实在是麻木了。
Because of his religious zeal.
因着他对于宗教的热诚。
He did things that a gentleman should not do.
他做的事情是一般绅士不能做的，不会做的。
He thought he was serving God.
但他以为这样是侍奉神。
Now, what kind of ministry is that?
这是哪一类的侍奉呢
？That's old covenant ministry.
这是旧约的执事。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
God knows his heart.
神知道他的内心。
So instead of rejecting him,
神没有拒绝他。
God let him go as far as he could.
神让他走了一段路。
Because the cord of love is pretty long.
因为你知道，神的慈绳爱索是很长的。
So God let him do as far as he could.
所以神就让他做，到一个地步。
Almost reaching the city of Damascus.
快。到大马色城了
to seize the believers,
在那里要捉拿一切信奉之道的人
to Jerusalem to be condemned,
把这些人带到耶路撒冷去被定罪
A light came to him
一个光临到他
It was noon day
是正午的时候
But that light was brighter than the noon day sun
那个光比正午的阳光更厉害
And he was smitten by that light to the
他就被这个大光击倒在地上。
He heard sweet, tender, sympathetic voice.
他听到一个慈爱带着怜悯的声音。
Saul, Saul,
扫我，扫我。
Why do you persecute?
你为什么逼迫我
？It is hard for you to kick against the gods.
用脚踢刺是难的。
And there he saw the Son of God.
在那一刻，他看到了神的儿子。
And he capitulated and gave himself to the Lord.
他就把自己完全的服在主的手下。
And from Saul the Pharisee, he now became Paul the Apostle.
这位法利赛人扫罗就变成了保罗。
And what a ministry came out of this man.
从这个人身上带出何等样的执事。
He is not preaching himself.
他在那里不是传自己。
He preached Jesus Christ and him crucified.
他所传的乃是耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Now this is new covenant ministry.
这是新约的执事。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
I think we all agree.
我相信我们都同意。
That we who are living under the new covenant,
我们今天活在新约里面的人，
not only our life should be new covenant life,
我们的生命，我们的生活，不光光是我们的生活要活出新约的样式，
even our ministry should be new covenant ministry,
我们的服事也应该是新约的执事。
But when you look back to your service,
但是当你回头看你的服事的时候，
What do you find?
你看到的是什么？
I like to be personal.
我实在愿意我们每个人都能够很自我的省察一下。
Before I was saved, I served God.
我愿意做我一点的见证，我信主之前已经侍奉神了。
At first, I didn't want to have anything to do with Christ.
一开始我不愿意与主耶稣有任何的关系。
Not that mentally I did not receive him as Savior.
不是说我在思想里面没有接受他做我的救主。
But in my heart, I did not want him.
但在我的心中我实在不要他。
As a young man, I thought I was pretty good.
作为一个年轻人，我觉得我是一个不错的。
In school, I was good with everybody.
在学校里面，我跟大家都非常好。
So I often say, let Jesus save the sinners, but I don't need him.
我经常说，让耶稣去拯救罪人吧，我不需要他。
But when I was 14,
当我14岁的时候，
I was sick.
我有一次生病了，
sick unto death.
病得快死了。
My pulse began to be irregular.
我的脉搏已经不稳定了。
At that time, that kind of disease had no medicine.
当时这样的病是没有药可治的。
It all depends whether you could pull through.
就看到你自己能不能挺过去。
After several months,
几个月之后，
so the prayer of my father and others.
因着我父亲跟其他人的祷告，
And also, I pray too.
当然我也祷告。
And thank God,
感谢神，
I recovered.
我恢复过来。
And after I recovered,
当我病痊愈之后，
A natural thought came to me.
有一个天然的心思就出来，
God has healed me.
神医治了我，
I must repay His grace.
我要来偿还他的恩典。
What can I do for him?
我能够为他做什么呢？
To show my gratitude.
我来发表我对他的感谢呢？
So it's so arranged that I was able to be with a few brothers and sisters to have meetings in our high school.
所以在我们中学里面有几个弟兄姊妹，我们一起聚会。
I just cannot say brothers and sisters.
好像我还不能够说是弟兄姐妹。
Because they are, two of them are all sons of pastors like I am.
因为他们两个人都像我一样是牧师的孩子。
But none were saved.
但是我们都没有得救。
Now we try to serve God.
我们在那里想侍奉神。
I led prayer meetings.
我带祷告会。
In school.
在学校里面。
Now, how did I do it?
那我怎么做呢?
Very easy.
很简单嘛。
I went to my father's study.
我就到我父亲的图书馆那里。
And find a book on prayer.
就找到一本祷告的书。
And translate it into Chinese.
然后把它翻译成中文。
Memorize it.
把它记住。
And I went and told the people how God answered prayer.
我就去告诉人神怎么样应允祷告。
And I asked my fellow students and even some teachers,to kneel down and pray.
然后我叫我这些同学跟一些老师跪下祷告。
Nobody prayed.
没有人祷告。
And people began to laugh.
那人就在那里笑啊。
So I scolded them.
所以我就在那里指责他们。
I said this was before God.
这是在神跟前啊。
You couldn't do that.
你们不能够这样。
That's the way I led prayer meeting.
这是我怎么带祷告会。
And I preached too.
然后我也讲道。
Very easy.
很简单。
Go to my father's study.
到我父亲的图书馆。
Get a book of sermons.
把一个讲章拿来。
And it was a sermon book by a famous American preacher, Jowett.
这是一个美国出名传道人 Jowett 的讲章。
So I chose a sermon.
所以我就选了一个讲章。
I translated into Chinese.
我把它翻成中文。
I memorized it.
我记住。
It was a Noah's Ark.
是讲到挪亚方舟。
And I gave the sermon.
所以我就在那里讲道。
You know, after I did it, I felt good.
当我讲完以后，我感觉不错。
But the only regret was.
但是，唯一的遗憾呢，就是
nobody praised me.
没有人称赞我。
Now that was the way I served God.
这是我侍奉神的方法。
Even before I was saved.
我那个时候还没有得救。
Now, is that New Testament? Ministry or Old Testament?
那是新约的服事还是旧约的服事
？Correct.
是对的。
I was not speaking heresy.
我在那里不是传异端呢。
Correct, but dead.
是准确的，但是却是死的。
Because I had no experience.
因为我没有经历。
It's not out of the working of the Lord.
不是借着主的工作。
It's coming out of this.
是从我的头脑里面出来的。
Now how about saved?
那讲到得救问题。
After a year, I was saved.
一年之后我得救了。
Thank God.
感谢神。
I was so grateful to God.
我实在里面充满了感谢。
So I was very zealous in the school.
所以我在学校里面就更热心了。
We organized bands to go to the villages to preach the gospel.
我们就组织这个队伍下乡去传福音。
And we pray for the sick.
我们为这个生病的祷告。
Actually, we pray for the dead.
我们还为叫死人为死人祷告。
There was a man already dead through meningitis.
因为那里一个人脑膜炎已经死掉了。
But we went in and put our hands all over his body.
我们在他的身上就按手和祷告。
And pray that he would be healed.
叫我们祷告求神医治他。
Of course, nothing happened.
当然没有事情，没有结果。
In other words,
换句话说
I was very zealous serving.
我是非常的热心在侍奉
，but by whom？
但是靠什么呢
？By myself，
靠我自己。
I thought this is what God would like。
我以为这是神所要的。
This is the way Christianity did。
这是基督教就是这样。
You must be right。
你一定要活在神面前。
So I was doing all these things。
我在做这一切的工作
，but it's all out of me。
这都是靠我自己。
It didn't work.
没有果效。
Not until the Lord showed me.
直到有一天主叫我看见。
If it's out of myself.
如果是从我自己出来的。
It doesn't work.
这个是不行的。
This is not serving the Lord.
这不是侍奉神。
Serving the Lord, it has to come from the Lord.
侍奉神要从神那里有东西出来。
And if it comes from the Lord and out of the Lord, that is real service.
如果从神来的，从神那里带出来，那才是服事。
And brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
all these years,
这些年以来，
I have been learning.
我一直在学。
Not that I know it all.
不是说我已经学好了。
I know in my mind.
在我的思想里面我知道。
That unless it is new covenant ministry,
除非是新约的执事，
it gives death instead of life.
不然的话，只能够带出死，而不能够叫人得胜。
I want to have new covenant ministry.
我要带出新约的服事。
And I'm learning.
我还在学。
There is a maxim written by Watchman Nee.
这里有尼弟兄写的一段话。
It is on ministry or service.
是讲到服事，讲到执事。
He said God pays more attention to what we are.Than what we do.
说神注重我们所是的，过于我们所做的。
Real service is the overflowing of the life of Christ.
真实的工作乃是生命的流出。
A service that is acceptable to God.Comes from the outflowing of life.
算得数的侍奉，只是总是基督的活出。
When we consecrate ourselves to the Lord,
当把自己献给神
it is not to do something for the Lord.
不是为神做工。
It is to allow God to work in us.
乃是让神做工。
Unless we allow the Lord to work in us,
我们若不能让神做工，
we are unqualified to work for God.
我们就不能够为神做工。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
what is the burden of my heart is very simple.
在我心中的负担是很简单。
We should have a sense of what ministry really is.
我们应该知道什么是侍奉。
God wants us to serve Him.
神要我们侍奉他。
But what kind of ministry are we engaging?
在今天我们是带出怎样的侍奉呢？
Is it Old Testament ministry?
是旧约的侍奉吗？
Correct.
是准确的
，but condemned，
但是带出来的是定罪。
Or is it new covenant ministry？
而是新约的侍奉
，living and give life，
是活的，是把生命带出来。
And this is something we must learn，
这是我们需要学到的。
But there is a word of caution，
但这里我愿意有一些提醒的
话。When you first saw the difference between the old covenant ministry and the new covenant ministry.
当你一开始看到什么是新约的执事，什么是旧约的执事的时候，
of course, the right attitude is.
当然，一个准确的态度乃是
from now on, I do not want to do the old covenant ministry.
从现在开始，我不愿意再。做这个旧约的侍奉。
I want to serve according to new covenant ministry.
我愿意服侍是根据新约的执事。
I think that is important.
这是非常重要的。
But when you have that kind of attitude,
但是当你有这样的态度的时候，
Now what do you do?
那你做什么呢？
Do you stop serving?
是，那你就说我什么都不做了。
Until I can serve only in new covenant ministry.
直到我
只带出新约的执事。
Now if you do that,
如果你这样做
you will be dried up.
你就会被枯萎。
Or if you say, well, I'm not completed.
你说我还不完全。
There's so much that comes from me and not from the Lord.
有很多是出于我自己，不是从主那里来的。
So much that I know, but I have not really experienced.
是很多是我知道的，但是我还是没有经历过。
Now what should I do?
那我怎么办呢？
So far as our pride goes,
从我们个人的这个自我来讲
，Of course, everything that comes out of me must be new covenant ministry.
哦，从我身上带出来一切的服事，都要是新约的
知识。I will stop everything.
所以我什么都不干了。
And wait until the Lord give me that new covenant ministry.
我直到主给我这新约的知识。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，If you take that attitude.
如果你有这样的态度的话
It will never come.
这样你永远都得不到
So what should we do?
那我们怎么做呢
On the one hand, we realize the difference
一方面我们要认识它的不同
On the other hand, we realize our weakness
另外一面我们要看到我们的软弱
But the only way is we need to carry on in spite of our weaknessesAnd in the process, we continue to learn.
但在真唯一的目乃是我们继续的在侍奉，但是我们看到我们的软弱，直到我们认识我们的主。
And if we take that kind of lowly attitude,
如果你带出这样一个谦卑的态度
，I believe the Lord will bring us more and more.Into the new covenant ministry.
我相信我们的主会把我们一步一步的带进新约的执事里面。
John Wesley,
约翰卫斯理
he knew a lot about Christ.
他认识许多关于基督的事。
He went to America to convert the Indians.
他来美国向印第安人传福音
But after he was in this country
当他来到美国之后
He realized he himself was not saved
他发现他还没有得救
It's all in his mind
都在他的头脑里面
So his labor was a failure
所以他的劳苦都没有都是失败的
He went back to England
所以他就回英国去了
And then he consulted a Moravian brother
他就向一个莫里维亚弟兄请教
If I remember right, is Bola
所以如果我没有记错的是 Bola 弟兄
And he asked him, what should I do?
他就问这个弟兄说我要怎么做
Should I stop preaching?
我是不是应该不要再讲道了
Until I receive faith.
直到我真正的得到信心。
And the advice that the brother gave Wesley was.
那这个弟兄给卫斯理的话乃是这样。
No.
你不要停止。
Keep on preaching faith.
你在那里一直传神的信心。
Until faith is given.
直到你得到真正的信相信。
And thank God Wesley followed that advice.
感谢神。为圣礼接受弟兄的劝告
And one day
有一天
While he was in the meeting
当他在聚会的时候
And they were reading the preface Written by Martin Luther On the book of Romans
他们在读马丁路德讲罗马书的 那段课
You know at that time Unless you're licensed You're not allowed even to preach
在那个时代，如果你没有一个执照，你是不能讲道的。
So they read, they just read the preface, written by Martin Luther of the Book of Romans.
所以，他们只是在读马丁路德讲罗马书的前言。
And while they were reading it,
当他们在读的时候
，He said, Wesley said, I felt there's such warmth in my heart.
我就感觉到在我心中
一个很大的热度。
I realize I do believe.
我就发现我真是信了。
I do have the faith.
我真有了这个信心。
And from that on,
从那个时候开始
，How the Lord used John Wesley.
神是大用卫斯理约翰。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，I like to use it to encourage you and to.Encourage myself.
我愿意这个故事来激励我，也叫我也这大家庭的鼓励。
If we know the difference,
如果我们认识这里面的不同
，and realize our weakness,
也看到我们自己的软弱
，and we press on,
我们就要一直的向前。
And God will use all kinds of environment to bring us there.
神就用各样的环境把我们带到那个地步。
So God willing.
所以主要愿意
Tomorrow we will try to see how will God lead us into this new covenant ministry.
我们明天要讲神如何的带我们进入这新约的职事。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Lord, into thy hand we commit these scattered words.
亲爱的主，我们把这些零碎的话交在你的手中。
We trust thy Holy Spirit to give light and enlightenment.
我们相信圣灵把光、把明亮赏，借着这些话赏给我们。
Bring us to zero that thou may start with thyself.
把我们带到零点，让你在我们身上开始做工。
Until it is all of Christ and none.Of ourselves.
直到一个光景全是基督，没有我们。
We pray in thy name.
我们奉主的名祷告。
Amen.